Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS, the 2012 Consumers Electronics Show set to kick off tomorrow, which will once again feature all the latest and greatest electronic gadgets for the new year. OnStar is one of the companies that will be presenting some new developments, and Steve Schwenke is the OnStar Director of Advanced Technology. He is at the CES, and he joins me now to tell me more about it. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So the CES in Vegas, that's got to be one of the highlights of your year. What is the scene like this year?
It's we had a great start to the show. In fact, the show doesn't even open up until Tuesday, but last night we had our press conference, and it was very well attended by lots of members of the press. And I actually had the opportunity to Skype in from the back seat of a Volt into the press conference.
Well, no kidding. So I know OnStar plans to unveil some new features that will involve the use of the 4G network, which is available here in Lansing. How will this fast new network be used by vehicles equipped with OnStar?
Well, we put together a research vehicle in conjunction with Verizon Wireless, our partner in this space, and it takes advantage of the 4G wireless network that's out there today with its incredibly high speeds and low latency to demonstrate some of the future cloud computing services that we may be offering.
Well, I know we hear the OnStar commercials where people get into accidents and, you know, the OnStar technician is on the phone with them. But what kind of features are you talking about for the 4G network?
So one of the first things that we did is we're connecting to live streaming video. You can actually access movies right on your home PC or music on your home PC and stream those right into the vehicle over this 4G network. In addition to that, you could connect to other streaming services like YouTube or download games, and we're doing all that in the back seat of the vehicle. In fact, we have two screens in the rear seat of the Volt, and all of that control can be exercised from the front screen by the driver, and content can be viewed from the rear passenger positions.
Live streaming video, is this using a certain service like Netflix or something?
Well, yeah, you could do Netflix or YouTube or any of the common services that are out there today to bring in this video content into the vehicle.
And what about live television?
Live television, if you can get through the broadcast rights, I'm certain that's possible as well. And in fact, pretty much anything is possible, like the fact that we actually did Skype from the rear seat of the vehicle. In fact, I'd like to envision my daughter someday calling her grandma on the drive home after scoring the game-winning goal and having a Skype conversation with her while she's in Florida.
Well, technology has certainly changed dramatically since OnStar was first around. At this point, everyone's running around with a smartphone. We've got iPads everywhere. What's the advantage of using the OnStar features as compared to simply using your handheld phone to access the 4G network?
Well, there's this embedded connection that OnStar has had since we launched day one. We've been in business for 16 years providing safety, security, a peace of mind to our customers so that in the event of a crash, we're there for help when you need it, because, you know, life actually does happen in your vehicle, and when you least expect it, you can count on OnStar to deliver those services. But that embedded connection goes beyond the fact that we have those types of emergency services. We unveiled a remote link app that allows you to, from your smartphone, actually start your car from the convenience of your home, and that especially is handy during those cold winter mornings. And so we see actually a big upturn in usage of our smartphone application that's available on the Android and iPhone platforms today during those cold winter months.
I'm talking to Steve Schwenke. He's the OnStar Director of Advanced Technology. How much does the OnStar service cost?
Well, the OnStar service costs at about $199 a year right now, and it's a subscription-based model. You have a first 6 months or a year, depending on what vehicle you have, is complimentary during that kind of initial trial period. And then we have customers signing up for either your basic service, or you can upgrade for $100 more and get the full navigation features as well.
Now, I know you're going to have announcements regarding OnStar FMV. That's your aftermarket rearview mirror that contains all of OnStar's key functions. What kind of features does the FMV currently have, and where will you be taking it?
We unveiled FMV for my vehicle last year because we think it's important that everyone, not just GM owners, has the opportunity to have the safety and convenience of OnStar. So the services that we offer are obviously automatic crash notification, the fact that when you can't call for help, we're going to be there for you. But it goes beyond that. We offer Bluetooth integration for effective hands-free calling with your smartphone or your feature phone with Bluetooth. But then we also have embedded hands-free connection connectivity. So you can actually make phone calls in case you forget your phone. OnStar is going to be there to help you make that call. And I know that's happened to me on more than one occasion. But we also have navigation. So you get the turn-by-turn navigation experience that you have today with OnStar and the FMV product, and it goes from there.
Is the OnStar service, is it still growing, or has it kind of plateaued in terms of the numbers of people subscribing?
Now, we have over 6 million customers here in the U.S., and we've been in business in the United States and Canada for, as I mentioned before, over 16 years. But this demand for safety and security doesn't just exist in North America. It exists globally, and we've felt a lot of pull signals to venture out other than North America. And in fact, we launched China over a year ago, and that's just growing rapidly. They just crave the technology over there. And it's hard for us to keep up with the pace of what's happening in China, and I wouldn't be surprised to see us go beyond that.
I know there was this program to allow parents to monitor their kids, how fast they're driving, where they are. Is that still being developed by OnStar, and does it appear to be popular?
So we're looking at a product called Family Link, which allows people to stay in contact with their vehicle. But it's an interesting space that we're going to be getting into in terms of how much information we want to provide. But ultimately, it's about disclosure and choice. And are you giving people the right or the ability to choose if they want that type of service? And also making sure that the people that are involved in the monitoring of a vehicle know what's going on. And so if we do it the right way, all of those types of services like teen monitoring and things like that are possible.
Now, is that service now fully available, or is it still being tested?
We've been in beta mode or pilot mode for a little while, and I'd expect to see it roll out sometime in 2012.
I guess part of the issue is that spouses could use it on each other in a sense to see where they might be. That could lead to all kinds of potential privacy issues, could it not?
Yeah, well, we've been on this bleeding edge of technology for quite some time, and making sure that we're doing things really thoughtfully and the right way. And this is no different. We need to make sure that when we execute a program, it doesn't generate enough fear in our customers' eyes that they think that something malicious is going on. So whatever we do, we're going to execute it in the right way, and we're very sensitive to all the different factors that go into providing these types of services.
And what about vehicle theft? How often is OnStar involved with an owner calling saying my vehicle is stolen, and then how are you involved in locating the vehicle and alerting authorities?
Well, we have our service about stolen vehicle assistance, and we've been doing that since we actually launched OnStar. And in fact, I think last month we helped recover over 420 vehicles. So it's an ongoing service that we don't talk a lot about, but our ability to connect to the vehicle and provide the law enforcement community with information about the location of the vehicle has helped numerous people recover their vehicles. And it's not just General Motors vehicles. We actually have helped recover a Chrysler vehicle that was installed on a FMV product here just recently.
Can OnStar text tell exactly where the vehicle is, or is there any way that thieves are able to somehow turn the system off?
So we don't like to talk about too much about how to defeat the OnStar system. Certainly, no system is foolproof, but we like to think that we've done some due care in trying to ensure that the service is protected so that the thieves don't know what to go after.
Steve Schwenke, OnStar Director of Advanced Technology at the 2012 Consumers Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Steve, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you, Mike.
And we will be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.